You might not have heard of her, but Felita Oyola was, for a half century, among the most important cultural and political figures in Boston, at least in the Puerto Rican community.
She was here when the first wave of Puerto Ricans arrived to Boston in the 1950s, early 60s.
Jose Maso, host of WBUR's Con Salsa.
Her house became the epicenter of anything and everything which was cultural expression. That was where many of us gathered with her to talk about our culture and the activities and how we can manifest it. If there was an icon that she could be compared to in this community, I'd say it would be Alma Lewis for the African-American community.
Felita Oyola was born in 1924 in the Puerto Rican town of Naranjito. She was already an accomplished singer by the time she came to Boston at age 41. After she got here, she started Estrellas Tropicales, a performing group that has taught traditional music, dance, and folklore to as many as 5,000 young Puerto Rican girls. Felita Oyola also helped found Via Victoria, the affordable housing community in the South End, where her daughter, Reynelda, lives today.
My mother, she loved her music, her folklore. She was an artist, everything. And when she passed away, she was in bed for over 5 years in a semi-coma stage. And she finally went to peace this past Monday.
Felita Oyola's family buried her today.
One of the things that she said was, when I die, I don't want nobody crying. I want everybody dancing, everybody playing my music and remembering my life.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you want to comment on our show, good comments, bad comments, constructive criticism, anything you want to say, you can do it in several ways. Post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Email us at radioboston@wbur.org. Or you can also leave a message on our listener line at 617-353-1137. That's 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.